Okay, so this is going to be work on 1.4.7, which is our computer building lab. Remember yesterday when we talked about form factor? Now, can anyone tell me what is involved in the form factor?
Case, power supply, and the motherboard.
Absolutely. And it's the size and shape of these things that we're working on. Now, does everybody have 1.4.7 open?
No, I don't. I need to go to another computer.
Okay.
You know me, I'm Mr. Multi-Computer Guy.
Yep. You get yourself wherever you need to be so that you can fill this out.
I think I'm definitely going to have to purchase some Dropbox space because I keep all my CAVI stuff in a folder, and it's like it's rapidly expanding.
Oh, no.
Well, I love it because, you know, like if I need to access something, especially the audio from another machine or even my phone, it's like right there.
Fair enough. All right, so let's get this open for everyone. I'm going to open up my call.
Cooler Master CACT05UW.
Yes, that is our case. So let's have a look at our case, which isn't what it basically is a big, just a mid-tower, which is the cases you guys are used to seeing. Nice, big ATX case. That's what this is. Notice it's an ATX case. It can take a mini ATX, but we don't care about that because we're basically, if we look down, we're going to see the board that we have.
So you said let's take a look at it. So are we to Google that part number or?
No, we're going to take a look at what it says on the worksheet because it's got all of the stats for that particular, a lot of the stats for that particular case on the on the worksheet.
Is there a previous and next table command in Microsoft Word? I know how to navigate inside the table, but
if you turn yourself into navigation mode, I think it's Insert Z, you can hit T and it'll move you.
How do you turn yourself into navigation mode?
No, that actually that turns on the virtual PC cursor.
Okay, no, that's not that one. I can't remember what the command is. I can look just a second to get into the navigational mode.
You're wanting to jump from that. That only works if you're on like web pages. I don't know that you can do
no,
that.
No, there's a mode document that it does. I'm just looking.
Oh, okay. I know you can hit T.
Because we're going to have to do a bit of hopping around.
Yeah, you're right.
Hold on. If you hit Control Insert T, you will also be able to see a list of tables.
Grace, is that a
okay? If you hit Insert Z in Word, it will say Quick Keys On, and that will move you. If you hit T, it'll move you to the next table and stuff. So yes, it actually changes it. The work in Word. It's not a problem. I'm like, no, am I wrong? So I tried it, and I wasn't. But I was like, oh, you'd probably know more than me because I never use that feature.
Shoot, mine doesn't work.
Huh? What JAWS are you using?
Oh, it would help if I got out of the Insert Shift Control Alt Scroll Alt T command. Yeah, I was in that list box of tables thing. That's why it wasn't working.
What is it working for you?
No, I got it now. I was just in the list box of tables from the first command, and I forgot to close out of it.
Yeah, I must say this doesn't look all that difficult. If you look at a normal computer website that sells hardware and software, you'd actually find all the spec you're looking for there.
Yeah, but some people don't know how to do that, so that's why we're doing this. Some of us are doing this together. It isn't all that difficult if you've done it before. It's put the pieces together and it's done, and it's 30 minutes of your life and it's all over. But if you don't know how to do this, it is difficult to try it your first time.
I think this would be a nice machine to actually build.
Yeah, you will end up with a pretty nice machine once you get it done.
Yeah, that's
so
really
cool. Gigabyte motherboards are actually very, very nice motherboards.
Oh, my JAWS has gone completely nuts.
Yeah, I gotta love JAWS.
Thank you, JAWS.
So once you've done Insert Control T, what do you do to move around?
Yeah, that actually just opens a list box of tables that you can...
Can you just press Enter?
That you can... Yeah, you can up and down arrow through them. Or you can do the Insert Z command, which allows you to do T and Shift plus T respectively to jump from table to table without having to actually find the table you're wanting in the list box. If you do a Insert Control Shift T.
Sean, is that a window a Word command or screen reader?
This is a these are JAWS only commands.
Okay.
Sorry.
Don't feel bad. I'm a Mac user, so it's like...
I know how you feel.
I really thought it was going to be funny to send in my application for wanting to take this course, and then at the bottom it said something like, Edward Alonzo sent from an Apple Mac or something like that. I said, yeah, that's really going to go over great.
We don't care, and Sean can help you with Mac stuff. Oh, that would be good. Then I just would have been like, we don't support this format. Could you please send it in a different format?
I did that with an assignment once. I was like, oh, God.
Well, it's funny, because when you send attachments with, if you email attachments, which all my mail and stuff is done from an Mac, it says, there's a checkbox when you do it, and it says, mail Windows-friendly attachments, and I thought about unchecking that and sending a doc file and just seeing what happened, but I figured I better not do that.
That's terrible. Don't do that.
I know. I should be ashamed of myself.
Okay, so now we're going to look for a power supply. So, guys, before we start looking for a power supply, what do we need to consider? We don't have a customer, so we don't have to consider their needs today. But what else might we want to consider?
Case and motherboard. We need to look at all the other components we want to put in there.
Yeah, we're going to estimate how much power we really think we're going to need. So, as I said, somewhere between 450 and 650 should do you. We're not going to put two video cards in there, are we?
Sure.
No, we're not.
We could have two Braille displays hooked up.
Yeah, we could, but that's not going to take too much. That's not going to take too much power, really, because it's a USB device and they don't.
Well, actually, it's not going to use anything from the power supply anyway. So
it only is a little if it's a USB and it draws power, because mine does. Draws a little bit of power from the supply.
Okay, one quick question on this. It says it's it's a micro ATX, so that means it would hold either an ATX or the 9-inch micro ATX form factor motherboard as well.
It can, but let's look at the motherboard that they've given us, because they've actually supplied us with a motherboard that we're going to use.
Okay, I was in the features column.
But you can do both. But they've actually supplied us with a motherboard that we're going to put into.
I see. It's a 755 socket set. So.
Oh, here they are. Okay, the motherboards and all that's in a separate. No wonder you said we're going to be hopping around. Gotcha.
Yes, we are. Okay, so
each component has its own table.
Yep. So obviously, we're going to want an ATX power supply, right? And we're going to want a power supply with at least 450 watts of power. So what I want everybody to do is let's go. Can anyone think of where we might find a power supply on the internet?
Newegg.com.
Haven't got a clue.
I like her suggestion.
Direct.
Yep, Newegg. Tiger good. Direct. Let's try Newegg first, guys, and let's look
unless you want to try one of the South African sites.
Yeah.
Well, we can for something else, but let's start simple. I know that Newegg is fairly accessible and fairly easy to use, but we will try one of them. We will try a South African site for one of the other components. Let's open up Newegg.
That's a great idea.
And I've opened it up, and I'm exploring this page to decide what I want to do. And so I think you guys should go to the top of the page and start looking at this page, and we'll have a look, and we'll decide what our next step's going
to
be.
You don't have to log in here to do this, do you?
No, you're not.
No, you
We're
can
just
going
to search. We don't have to buy.
Yeah. Don't tempt me, because I would.
Oh, yeah.
They have fabulous customer support. I've used this site a lot.
They're fantastic.
I have, too. I actually just bought a router from them.
I like catching their deals. They really get some good deals every now and then.
Yeah, I like the way their stuff is rated in eggs.
I like it that users who have bought the equipment rate it really
Sorry,
well.
Sorry, guys, what was the name of that site?
www.newegg.com.
Yeah, they have the WRT-160N router that originally sold for $100. Is on sale for like $45. And I bought a couple of those just so I had access to some decent wireless routing.
Fair enough. Okay, Tom, how are you doing
Power
with the site? Have you?
Number 19.
Absolutely, that'll work. How did you get?
I was trying to type something into the search field to see if I can find it that way.
Absolutely, there are a couple of choices we have. We can drill down under the hardware category and find power supplies, or we can search. Either of those things is going to work. So, how about you choose a way of doing it? Everybody, you know, pick And then we will, whenever somebody finds something, we'll share what that person can share what they've found for a power supply. And we'll get two or three, and then we'll vote on which one we think might be the best one.
The quickest way for me to have got, I got there by using my links list and just hitting P.
Okay.
Yep, that's what
now,
I did.
We really discourage, unless you know a site, using the links list to do that, because sometimes it works, and yeah, even a lot of the time it works, but on a new site you may want to know what's there before using the links list, because if you use the links list all the time, you'll get stuck.
This is where I got lost the other day.
There's actually a power supply finder as well that I just saw.
Cool.
If you type in power supply in the edit box, hit enter, and then do a search for ATX power supply, it'll get you right down on the link. List a whole bunch of them.
Oh, yeah.
I actually typed in ATX, comma, power supply, comma, 650 space watts, and actually came up with some, I think. I'm not very good at browsing the internet, by the way.
That's okay.
Sounds like you're doing a good job to me.
You're doing absolutely fine. Okay, so here's why you got lost. Because you did not look at what was under on that link. Because we see shop... I moved to the link and I see this is an area for shopping for gamers. So you are not going to get all of the power supplies that you would have got if you would have either searched or drilled down through hardware. So that's why the links list is a gotcha. Because you have just gone somewhere and you don't know where that links list has actually taken you. Where you are is on in an area where you might find power supplies for gaming PCs.
Yeah, because here, once you do it, like she said earlier, by typing that in, you're seeing like 53 pages of power supplies. Whereas if you just go into the links list, you're not going to see hardly any.
You're going to see some gaming power supplies, and I didn't even see those, but I didn't look very hard, so.
Yeah, I noticed there certainly wasn't any ATX ones.
Yeah, so what we want to do is probably go to the search box and do what Tom did, type ATX, comma, power supply, however many watts you want, and you will find that you have just hit the gold mine of power supplies.
Oh my god, I got it. I'm not as dumb as I look. Okay, good. There.
No, I told you this wasn't scary.
What tends to be decent brands in terms of, I guess, reputation and that sort of thing for power supplies?
You know what? Most of the stuff on this site you're going to be okay with.
Oh yeah.
This site is safe. You're not easily going to mess up. Now, Tiger Direct, you might get something shoddy if you don't pay enough.
Tiger Direct is also a very nasty website, at least we find from here. It takes ages for the thing to load. Sometimes it seizes up. Like, my partner's got full vision, and he curses and swears at it every time he goes on it.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, it's pretty terrible.
So
that's
here
bad.
You're safe. On this site, you're going to be pretty safe. You're going to get some good parts. I'd probably spend more than $30 on your power supply, but other than that, you're pretty safe.
Sometimes they have some sales on them, but basically, if you look at the ratings, you'll get a pretty decent power supply. I always shoot for in the middle or just a little bit higher than what I think I want.
Fair enough. So has anyone found a power supply they'd like to talk to us about?
I don't know, because I read them all, and it looks like a great long string of confusing letters and numbers to me.
All right, let's pick one, and let's demystify some of those letters and numbers. If you pick a power supply that you think you might like, any one of them, and paste the link into chat, we can go to that link, and we can try and demystify a little bit of that for you.
Say that, what, you want me to just read what it says, or...
You can either do that, or you can press enter on the power supply, on the link to the information for the power supply, hit Alt-D, copy that link, and paste it into chat.
Is this going to matter how many fans it has? Some of these have three, some have two.
No. It depends on how loud you want it.
I don't really care about that as long as it does its job.
Fair enough. You want one, I mean, they've got... You want one with... if it says ultra quiet, you may want something like that because some power supplies can be loud.
Now, where do you see the number of wires that it has? I haven't seen that.
It depends on the power supply.
Okay.
It should be in the description. I mean, as long as you're not buying something... Okay. As long as you're not buying something from Dodgetown, you should have plenty of wires to go around.
What about a PCI Express connector? Some of them have them and some of them don't.
Why not? I mean, there's no reason not to get one with that. because you will have PCI Express. It's something for your video cards, if your video card needs extra power.
Yeah.
Did that go? I thought I sent it.
Let me look. You did. I just don't have my TTS on, which is not helpful. Hold. Oh, I do, and it didn't say anything. Thanks. I don't know why I did that. Hold on.
Mine didn't either. I'm just saying.
Neither did mine. That's why I asked if I sent it.
That worked.
Hello, yourself.
Separate chat window.
Well, there's certainly... There it goes. There's some varied pricing here.
Yeah.
So I copy and paste what Tom put in the window into the search box?
No, you're going to copy that into your address bar if you want to look at what he's...
Okay. So I'm leaving Newegg?
Yeah, it's going to be a Newegg thing. You're just going to paste that link into the address bar. There we go. It's coming up now, I believe. So he's picked out a fairly nice one. It has a 4 out of 5 rating here. It's in stock, which is always... You've got... It's a $64 power supply, so that's going to be a pretty decent supply. It's on sale. You get $5 off. You can get a 1-year warranty. I don't know why you'd do that on a power supply. So it's got 280mm fans. That's not bad. That's probably fairly good, and it's quite...
Grace, I have a question. You said put it in my address bar. I'm not sure what that means.
Okay, when you type in an address to go to a website, what do you do?
I just open Internet Explorer, and I'm automatically in the address bar because I don't have a home page.
Okay, so if you want to jump to the address bar when you're not in when you're already on a page, you hit Alt D, and that will jump you to the address bar, and you'll be able to paste in or type in another website.
And now I can't get away from the address bar, and now I'm stuck on the address bar, and
hit Escape.
Oh yeah, but now the thing in the address bar changed. Now I don't have that link anymore. See, this is why I don't do this stuff.
So this has 12-volt power that you can get. It has a PCI Express connector. It has three SATA power connectors, so that means that you can have three drives in this computer. So either two hard drives and a CD drive, or whatever. I think I'd want one with at least four. But that's just me, because you might want to have two hard drives and two CD drives, possibly. It does have a nice efficiency. It is 85. Oh no. It has.
Well, Grace, I've got a motherboard here that's got six SATA connectors.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, mine has six, but I think that I wouldn't choose this power supply because it only has three SATA connectors, and I think I would actually want more.
Well, then let's pick another one.
Yes, let's. Does somebody else have one they want to show us? This is, by the way, Tom, a perfectly good power supply. For what I would do, I mean, you could totally use this in your worksheet, and it'd be absolutely fine because that's all the pieces you have for your computer. Hello, we're working on 1.4.7, building computers. It's fun times.
Joy.
Not quite.
Aww. You did a really good job, though, honestly.
Thank you.
Anyone else have one?
Hang on, my dog typed on the computer, so I lost my focus, but I've got one that's got 8 connectors for soft.
Oh, that'll do ya.
What a puppy.
Whoa.
John, Sam, are you guys keeping up okay?
John got locked up, and he's coming back.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm doing fine. I was just looking at stuff, but I was looking at lots cheaper.
Fair enough.
I was embarrassed because I only looked at a 500-watt supply here.
That's okay. That'll work, too.
If you're on a
that's
budget,
fine.
Maybe
actually,
a good if,
actually, if you look at the case, if you look at the case doesn't have a hang of a lot of bays in it.
I think it has a couple. Let me look. It has a few more bays than that thing
that's
had connectors. So.
Yeah, no, but what I'm saying is, so that's going to also limit the amount of equipment that you can put into that box anyway.
Right, yeah. But I think we could have put more, I think we could have at least put a couple of hard drives and a couple of CD drives in there, unless I'm wrong. So let me just, yes, I'm right. Okay, cool. So you have two external 3.5 bays, so that means you could put two floppies in there if you wanted to, or card reader? I don't know. You've got two internal 5.5 5.5 bays, which means you can put a couple of hard drives in there, and two external 5.5 bays, which means you can put a couple of CD, DVD optical drives in there. So we want at least four SATA connectors for expansion, I would think. But that's up to you.
So this is not IDE?
No, this is SATA. I'm just making
sure. I pasted
sure
a link into chat if anybody wants to look.
Oh, yes, hold
on. Was that you, Sam?
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, that's right.
Man, I wish I could click on these. I can't click on them
You
myself.
Can't. You have they to don't... copy them. We don't click on them. We copy them all up and paste them into our address bar.
I know, but there's no way to do that. That's too
good
much.
That. That is awful.
I know. You
what
can definitely
that?
Tell we're back in the office.
That's Edward's chair.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I don't know if I can actually click on these links with my Mac. I've been trying like...
Oh,
no,
Cool Max is
can't
a very good brand, what's actually.
That? Yeah, unfortunately. It's
tweet easy. Slash DW40.
No,
would you like me to do you guys a favor and paste them at your Skypes? Because that can happen.
Yes.
Okay, hold on.
Sure, just let me log out of my Skype on my phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can actually have it running in both places, but that's a conversation for another.
Well, seeing as you're not online, I'm going to go into my other Skype and so I could get it home.
Oh, I know. But my battery's nearly dead anyway, so...
I must give you my home Skype.
Well, normally you can, you know, copy and stuff with the Mac, but apparently the way this control is, it won't let you technically copy.
There you go.
Or select it.
No, and it won't. If I try doing it like sort of the copying phrase way, I can't get it to read that.
It's too long. Yeah, it's way too long.
Yeah.
Only
no,
small phrases like Skype names and things
get
like that.
I can't read the individual line.
Yeah, that was my problem. It was broken up into too many lines, and shift down arrow doesn't work either. If we could trick VoiceOver into thinking it was maybe an HTML area or something, then yeah, it would probably work better.
Hello, Carrie. We're working on 1.4.7 down.
Okay, how come you're in the common room?
Because Sean's working with other people on a different worksheet.
Okay, no problem. DM me when you're done?
Yep. We're going to just do the power supply today, because then we'll probably degrade. Hold on.
Or upgrade, depending on how you look at it. Okay. Just DM me when you're done.
So, Sam, this one's $24.99?
This one doesn't
That's
look so bad either. I'm wondering why people don't buy it as much, though. I'm still looking through the thing. Because I'd actually think about buying this one.
Yeah, 3 out of 5. Not so good.
Is this on Amazon?
No, this is on Newegg.
Okay. One of the things I've noticed, and I'll just put this in for my 2 cents worth before I disappear, one of the things you find with the cheaper power supplies is they tend to go cheap on the capacitors and the filtering circuitry, and you'll tend to get more smoke and less power supplied over the long term on the cheap supplies. Perhaps these ones have either got bad capacitors or... fans that are sleeve bearing driven and they're just not holding up for what people want to use them for.
Okay, this is a 120mm silent fan. I think I'd rather have this than a couple of 80mm fans, quite honestly.
Now, is that on this one that we're looking at?
This is on. It doesn't have a PCI Express thing, but honestly, with the video cards we're going to put into it, why bother? Because we're not going to go expensive and pretty on the video card. Oh, and this is why people didn't buy it. It only has one SATA power connector.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I just found that as you said it.
Oh, it looks really good. Oh, yeah.
Always runs that way.
Hello, Paul.
No. Greetings.
Yeah, no, I think we'll have to look for another one. But it did look really good, didn't it, up until that point?
Hello.
Hi.
What you guys up to down here?
We are working on looking for power supplies, and the ones we've found are actually a little skimpy on SATA power connectors.
Oh, that's not cool.
Which I didn't really think was going to be a problem. That was the last problem I thought we'd have, but...
Think about it, you need two for a CD-ROM and a hard drive.
Well, we found one with three, because I'm like, no, that's not going to be good for expansion, really. you want at least four, so you can have a couple of each.
You can convert a Molex into two SATAs, though.
What were you going to say?
So, I'm just clarifying something in my crazy mind here. Standard hard drives don't connect IDE anymore then?
No, not unless you're on an old machine.
No longer.
Thank goodness.
Wow.
Isn't that nice?
I must have an old machine. Almost everything I have is that way.
I've still got
a lot of my boxes are still there. You have to put a controller card in the older ones to get them go with SATA.
Yep.
What are 12V rails?
Too. Okay, when you actually look at a switch mode power supply, which is what we're dealing with, a switch mode power supply cooled by a fan, it basically takes the, without going into a power distribution lecture, it takes the 110 or 240 volts, and it actually converts it into very high frequency, and then it chops it down to get the voltage you actually want. It doesn't actually use an iron core transformer. So what actually happens is they chop it at different speeds, and the different speeds result in different voltages, and these voltages are pulled off on what we call rails, which are actually how the circuit board's laid out. So you've got a 5-volt rail, a 3.3-volt rail, and a 12-volt rail. So that maybe that answers your question.
Why do they even put information about that on there? It seems like that's something they don't really need to have on this on the thing.
Very important. How many amps can you draw at 12 volts? How many amps can you draw at 5 volts? How many amps can you draw at 3.3 volts? How many 12-volt rails do you have? Is everything pulled off one 12-volt rail, or do you actually have distribution so that you've actually got two or three 12-volt rails? Because as the wattage grows higher, you can only pull a certain amount through certain circuits. So, say for example, you've got a 1,000-watt power supply, you're not really going to want to pull 20 amps at 12 volts or 40 amps at 12 volts on one rail. They'll tend to distribute it over two rails. And if you're looking for power stability, you will tend to want to put your hard drives on one rail and your CD-ROMs on another one.
Uh-huh.
That's not in your test.
No. Carrie will very often...
No, but it's stuff that like that then makes me...
useful. But not on your test.
No, but I find it, if you try to memorize all this stuff by rote, it's really weird. If somebody explains to you why and how, then it makes sense. And it's not so much memory work as it becomes common sense.
And you know what? That is so important for this final, you guys. I'm serious. You have no questions on any kind of cabling how many pins anything has. They have gone with Carrie and decided that's stupid. It is all common sense. It is all what would you do? A couple of little questions about other stuff, but honestly, they have completely changed the final.
And we just found out this morning, last night, whenever.
Last night.
Really?
Yep.
Because that's how they roll, guys.
They will change
and
it about every...
They being Cisco.
Yeah.
You better hurry up and take the test before they change it again.
Well, they may change it again, actually.
And they may.
We're going to check it before we give it to you. But it is sort of scenario-based, and there's a few sort of knowledge questions. But sort of, as I said to Grace last night, who cares if a SATA cable's got 7 pins? I mean, it's probably important for your Chapter 1 or your Chapter 2 test, but a SATA cable is a SATA cable. They've all got 7 pins. I mean, if you're looking at DVI, which has got 24 or 26 or whatever, that's important. You've got to get the right number of pins. But, you know, SATA or eSATA, they're two different connectors, and they've always got 7 pins. That's like saying that, you know, most people have two legs. It's probably true, but do we need to say it?
Carrie, when you're talking about the rails on the power supply, are they separated off? If you put your hand in there, can you touch them into separate, are they in separate groupings?
Yes, but please don't put your hand in there because there are some high capacity
capacitors
which can retain quite a belt. If you were to put your hands into one that had discharged capacitors, you would find that there were actually separate rails. They're actually sort of a long, thin thing that the power actually comes off near the switching transistors. Nobody in this course, unless you are me or William Taylor, should be opening up power supplies unless you know exactly what you are doing. That's why they're in a sealed metal box. But the answer to your question is yes, it is separated off into rails.
How can you tell what then to hook to your hard drive and what to hook to the ROMs or a DVD drive?
Generally speaking, the cables are actually on the outside of the box. There's generally the cables are sort of bunched together, so you'll find the cables that are bunched together for the system board. You'll find the cables that are bunched together for, say, one of the rails are all bunched together and run in parallel off one set of cables, and then there'll be a third set of cables that will do the second rail. I haven't seen many dual rail supplies myself, but generally the cables are sort of physically separated off in a way that you can actually see how they run and plug the different ones into the different different cables. It's generally better to connect different things onto different cables where possible, where the cables will allow it, rather than hanging the CD-ROM, the hard drive, and your extra case fans all off one particular set of cable that runs off the supply, because that will overload the cable, or could overload the cable.
Okay, that's what I meant about the cable separation. I wouldn't stick my hands in a power supply.
We've got to say that. It just every time somebody says that, we just got to say that. I mean, yes, I have opened up power supplies and unscrewed the fans and re-oiled them with blue tack and bits of sticky stuff and that sort of thing, but it's not generally what the regular technician does. You just buy another supply.
Some of the reading of this stuff is very confusing. I'm just looking at one of these things, and it says, add Colmax NW-650B space 650WATX12V space V.2.2, and it goes on, and you're, I don't know it at all.
As I say it, the names of the things are longer than my attention span.
Absolutely.
I'm sure that all of those little bits mean something if you're technical enough to know,
yeah.
But for those of us who don't know what every single little piece of that information is, we just have to pray that they explain enough in the actual page itself that we're like, oh yeah, this looks good, or no, I don't want this.
So I found one.
Because it's something ready, crossfire ready, like...
Oh yeah, crossfire ready. That means that you can use these two video cards to do some crazy gaming crap.
There are actually... One of the standards is Crossfire, and I can't remember what the other one is called.
Sly.
But one is SLI, thank you. One is specific
to... Yep, that's just what it said.
NVIDIA, and one is specific to ATI. One of them came up with Crossfire, and the other one came up with SLI. And it depends on which brand of video card you're using as to how you get two of them to behave together. You can use the graphical processor GPUs on the graphics cards in tandem if you're running them in Crossfire or SLI configuration. Whew.
Okay, so do we all feel like we can get through and find a power supply? Or I've also just found one that I kind of like, because I did find one with a few more solder connectors for, which is about what we'd want. But the one that Tom found would be absolutely, completely acceptable as well. But you wouldn't really be able to upgrade too much.
Do you mind putting that one in the chat window, Grace?
Nope.
So the rest of this is actually the same thing. Go find a power supply, find a hard drive.
Go find something compatible. It's very... If you can, you know, if you have trouble doing that, then yeah, you know, we can come back and we'll do more work on it next week if anybody's struggling. But yeah, it's really, really straightforward once you get the hang of it.
It's basically like very expensive Meccano or Lego. You've got to find the things with the right size and the right bits that fit all the other things with the right size and the right bits. And that's essentially what building a computer is all about. There are silly little things that trip you up from time to time, like that this manufacturer's stuff won't work with that other manufacturer's stuff, or this board has the Intel power connectors and your power supply has the AMD ones. Luckily, now they
put
both on.
But it didn't talk.
I think if a link is too long, it won't say it. I figured that out.
Yeah, it is in there. Yeah, I think the text engine just goes, no, I'm not talking that stuff.
They've actually built in a spam filter that does that, I think. That says, hey, if this is too long, just don't read it, because that would enable people to do some massive flooding, so...
This is cheap and everybody loves it.
Which?
This Diablo tech.
Oh, I thought you meant Ventrilo.
Do I have to push the chat button again to get that window back so I can find it?
Yeah.
Or you can alt tap.
We're still in the group. Mr. Taylor, you'd be the one to answer.
But you would
this
be good to ask.
Yeah. Rails. Why are they called rails? We're talking about dual rail power supplies. You have more than one 5-volt rail or more than one 12-volt rail. I don't actually know why they're actually called rails, but I expect you might. Except you may not have any audio unless you haven't said anything yet.
Asking me?
No, I was asking Will Taylor.
No, we're asking Will Taylor.
I'm like, huh?
No.
And for us, it's only $1.99 shipping.
That should have fixed it.
There you are.
It has.
Yeah, I was playing with line-in recording yesterday. I forgot to put it back.
Did you get my question, by the way?
Yeah. I was just going to start to say it was probably from the old days with things like 48-volt phone exchanges where things were so big and heavy that they literally did have rails running across with volts on them. And if you dropped a pair of pliers across two of them, that pair of pliers would vaporize and vanish.
Wow.
Okay, so essentially it's just an old term that's stuck around, you know, different rails as if to... obviously, if there's more than one rail, it means they've split it off in a way to distribute the load across the power supply so that it's more evenly spread or whatever, but it's just the actual origin of the term is, you know, historic.
Well, a rail's just a really big conductor, really. That's all it was. It was just, you know, rails that would probably connect across the top of a stack of batteries or across the top of a stack of capacitors or whatever. And you'd just have one rail that would just have your 5 volts or your 48s or your, you know, ground, whatever.
Fair enough.
Okay, so does everybody feel comfortable with that?
I just have one thing to affirm in my head. If you buy an ATX power supply, it will fit in that form factor with that motherboard in that case. Is that correct?
That's right, because it's ATX. If it's ATX, it's going to go with that case. It's going to go with that motherboard because they all say ATX. It's just like Legos and it all fits. The case, the motherboard, and the power supply must be the same form factor, and that is the right size and shape to fit together. If it says ATX, all of them say ATX, you have done your job right.
So the motherboard, the power supply,
and the case,
and
the motherboard,
the case have to match.
Yes, that's right.
Because if those don't fit together, then the rest of your computer isn't going to fit together either.
How are the conductors on the AMD boards and the Intel boards different?
It's the booster plug for the... There's a plug that plugs in near the power supply, near the processor, to provide extra power to the CPU. And I think one of them is a 4-pin with two 12 volts, and another one's an 8-pin with... I can't remember the specifics, but one's a 4 and one's an 8-pin. And usually power supplies have got both of them on it, so you just plug the correct one in for the CPU that you're using. It's just some of the older power supplies that only had one of the different style of connectors. You also have 20-pin and 24-pin. I think most power supplies these days are 24-pin, but there are some where you can actually split the last 4 pins off the end of the connector if you've only got a board that takes a 20-pin connector for the ATX power. But that shouldn't be relevant in this assignment.
As far as I know, that split off 24-pin, the 4-pin part, is actually the Intel plug from memory.
It might be. I thought there was actually another one that you actually plugged in up the top as well. I've seen some of them.
Yeah, there
go
is,
like,
but I think they're the same. I'm pretty sure they're 12-volt, two 12-volts, two grounds.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, two 12s, two grounds. I know Gemma and I did a colour decipher on them about 4 or 5 years ago and found out what voltages they were, but it's been a long time.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's how it worked. But some of them have got a longer fly lead, and I think the other ones are 3.3 volts. I think one of them... is 1 and 1's 12, and I'm not sure which was which, but I think maybe the Intel was 3.3.
Well, luckily they're keyed, so you can't get them wrong unless you've got a lot of force or a hammer.
I like to work with the AMD boards. So are you saying that they would use less pins?
No. They just have a different connector that goes up near the processor. It's just different to the Intel connector.
Okay, I understand. Thank you.
Grace, do we have anything going on tomorrow night at all?
No.
We have social when we decide that we're...
Right now, whenever we degrade and stop this recording, which is going to happen fairly soon. Is everybody okay with all of that? Is everybody comfortable with that? Do you guys feel like you can go and look up a CPU and try and do some of this? If not, that's okay. We're going to come back to it, and it's fine. But how are people feeling now?
I'm comfortable.
I got to get through the first worksheet.
What did you say, Ellie?
I said I think I'm comfortable enough to do a first draft and take it from there.
Absolutely. Okay, so if people feel like they want to put in first drafts this week, they can, and I'll grade them, and we'll come back and check everything out. If you don't feel comfortable doing a first draft this week, that's okay. You also have your job worksheet to do, which will be 20 minutes of your life, and that's nothing compared to this one. So Tom can tell you that it's not too difficult.
No, it wasn't.
I'm familiar with the term first draft, Grace.
It means that you get to have a try at it.
Yeah, when you submit a lab, it's not the be-all and end-all. It means that you get it looked at by the instructors and you either get passed or failed. If you get failed, you get to resubmit and correct the errors that are pointed out in the marking. If you pass, obviously there's no need to resubmit it. So, and believe me, we've had students submit their labs 7 or 8 times. And that isn't a problem. We do like it, however, if over the 7 or 8 submissions that the labs get better and better each time.
That is always helpful. And Kylie grades you and Paula's labs, so you can definitely send in a draft to her, or well, you'll send it to CAVI instructors, and she'll be working with you guys on grading your labs.
Okay.
For the rest of you, you get me, you poor people. I'm sorry, I didn't hear
you. So you're just finding this information and putting it in this particular worksheet? I wasn't really looking at the worksheet as I got stuck on the website.
Another thing you'll want to do, and I recommend doing this for all of the labs, and I don't know if this has been talked about yet. Put a link to the page that you're referencing. This will allow us, if we need to... make sure your components go together if we're not quite sure. Also, it just makes sure if we're not quite sure something has been done correctly, we can check it, and it will be helpful for you. When I did my troubleshooting lab and went iPod crazy finding resources, and I still have it, and if I ever need it again, I have the same websites that I found. So it will also be helpful for you if 6 months, a year down the road, you're like, I think I did something really cool in one of the labs that I did. But what website did I go? Oh, I don't know because I didn't put it in. So please put them in. It's kind of helpful.
You don't have to. But it's great if you do.
But it would be really helpful for you and us if you...
Question, can we use...
I was just going to say, really, they don't have to? I would be almost tempted to say...
I would say that they should.
You do. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, because I never did. I had receipts for a bunch of my stuff, so I couldn't. If there's a reason why you can't, tell us.
Question, can we go to
Go ahead. We had about 5 million people talking.
Can we go to, like, TigerDirect or Newegg.com to look for, like, computer part components?
Absolutely. That's what I just showed everybody how to do.
Okay.
PriceWatch is also good. If you know the exact component you want, you can't really browse them very well, but if you know, okay, I want 500 gig Western Digital internal hard drive. You can go key that into the search box, and you'll get cool stuff. You need to be a little bit more using the search function than you would if you went on TigerDirect, where you can browse and narrow things down. But it's a great website.
PriceWatch?
Yep.
.com. The other thing I was going to say, guys, is this goes without saying, and I'm sure Grace has mentioned it, keep a backup of your labs. It's on you to have a copy of your labs. We try to back all of the labs up, but it's your responsibility to have a set of the labs that you have done, and if we ask you to resubmit lab 1.4.7 because we happen to have lost it, that shouldn't be a problem for you. And if it is, then you can talk to us, but seriously, storage is so cheap, you could probably store all of your labs on a 1 gig thumb drive.
Or you could use Dropbox, which we say that far too often, but it's true.
Yeah, that's what I'm using. If you're on the Mac, don't upgrade.
If you
can upgrade, but you can't install.
You can up. Yeah, if you have it installed and it's worked, then you can stay with it. But if you... Oh, I'm sorry.
Is Overstock.com a valid site for finding components? Anything is a valid site as long as the component's decent. You can find it anywhere. You can go to your local computer store. I don't really care where you find these things as long as you do find them.
I think that one's going to be fun.
It is a lot of fun. It's a challenge, but it's a lot of fun. This worksheet.